Larry McMurtry is, by many standards, Texas' best writer. He wrote Horseman Pass By to wide acclaim when he was just 25, which became the movie HUD, starring Paul Newman. When he was 30, he published The Last Picture Show, which won him even greater critical praise, and the movie that followed launched Sybil Shepherd's career. Terms of Endearment is another of his great novels. The film that followed was made more popular when Jack Nicholson and Shirley MacLaine took the lead roles. McMurtry's best book is his Pulitzer Prize-winning Lonesome Dove. That became, to most Texans anyway, the best television miniseries of all time. McMurtry grew up on a ranch in Archer County, Texas, where there's about 5 people per square mile. It is interesting that another famous American writer owned land in Archer County, and that was Mark Twain. He didn't live there, but he did own land there as an investment. This 320-acre plot is still known locally as the Twain property. So these two great writers, Twain as perhaps America's best and McMurtry as perhaps Texas' best, both own land in Archer County, Texas. Small world. Both were Southerners. Both grew up in small, rural, agrarian towns. Both wrote classic books about the American West and about the cowboys and pioneers that inhabited those vast, rugged, haunting landscapes. Now let me stop here to tell you an interesting story about Twain and the land he owned in Archer County. One day he received a letter from the county clerk of Archer County saying that his land was in danger of being repossessed due to unpaid taxes. Twain had a man in Texas who was supposed to pay those taxes, but he had failed to do so. So Twain immediately paid the back taxes and saved the land. He was quite angry about the whole affair, however. He explained in a now somewhat famous letter to his friend William Dean Howells that he had had a man in Texas who was supposed to take care of those taxes, but that man had taken the money and run, so to speak. He wrote that if he ever caught up with him, he would suffer on a biblical scale. Twain said that he shall beg for brimstone, and he shall beg in vain. Now there's a beautifully worded threat that even the mafia could be proud of. Many years ago, I sent a copy of the Twain letter to McMurtry. I had stumbled across it at Vassar University. I told him that he might be pleased to know that he wasn't the only famous author to have owned land in Archer County. Well, he wrote back in his straightforward, modest style, and he said that he didn't know about that, but he was glad to know, and that he would check into it to see if maybe they owned some of the same land. I guess they didn't. I never heard any more about it. But the day I received a letter from the great man himself, that was a mighty fine day. As a teenager, I used to lie awake at night reading McMurtry. I felt a special connection with him because we lived on the same road, U.S. 281. 600 miles apart, it is true, but the same road. He lived a mile off U.S. 281 in North Texas, and I lived a mile off of U.S. 281 in South Texas. He could hear the trains where he was, and I could hear them where I was. He and I were both lovers of books and of Texas. We both grew up in ranch country. He played the trombone. I played the trombone. And as the years passed, the similarities continued. He went to North Texas State, and so did I. He wrote a Pulitzer Prize-winning novel, and I read it. He now lives in Tucson, where I went to doctoral school and wrote my thesis on Mark Twain while reading Lonesome Dove. McMurtry is now in his 80s. Given the parallel nature of our lives, I'm praying he has a lot of great years ahead. I'm W.F. Strong. These are stories from Texas. Some of them are true.